Escaping the noise of the world can be hard these days, but not impossible. Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Sethlender, has stumbled upon silent sanctuaries in Iceland and beyond.
Through the place where I now stand, lava roared. 20, 30 kilometers an hour, viscous, 4 meters thick, the lava tube full, completely unstoppable. Then, slowly, it drained out. Ripples of molten stone awash as the level fell, leaving a crease along the wall, and below that another and another. Like tide marks, every pulse of eruption and subsidence recorded in a coarse surface of lines, their colors astonishing. Blue-gray, purple-black, red cadmium and orange. Basalt fractured into uneven hexagons, arches overhead, the only natural illumination, the dim reflection from a white cone made of snow below a small skylight where the roof caved in. All along the floor, stalagmites of ice reach up to meet the slow drip, drip, drip of water from above. My headlamp makes the ice glow like candles in a place of worship hidden inside the earth, memorial to heat long ago returned to the source. Now silence rules here. The silence of the stone deaf. Tiny bubbles left in the walls of the lava tube swallow sound. Turn off the headlamp, you tumble into it, like free-falling in the blackness of outer space. Even the sibilance of my breathing vanishes. I am here and not here. Only once have I heard a silence like this. We were coming down Spruce Mountain in the pitch dark. There was no wind. The trees did not move. The tread of our Vibram-soled boots muffled by the pine needles. Suddenly, I felt the quiet. I put up both my hands. Listen, listen. In an instant, everyone understood. The hiss of our carbide headlamps, even this was too much, and we took them down the trail away from us. We sat on the boulders by the side of the trail. We sat for a long time. 60 years ago, on a mountain in Vermont, Kit Chisholm, Maisie Smith, and me. I am the only one left, but now there is you. Now you also have that silence.
That's Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Sethlender. And hey, Paloma, I think we have time for a quick fun fact. Did you know that there are lava tubes on the moon, too?
Wait, does that mean there are volcanoes on the moon as well?
Yeah, exactly. And they're also actually shield volcanoes, a lot like the one that Mark explored in Iceland, and Medicine Lake Volcano in Satitla Highlands National Monument, for that matter. But the really cool part about these lunar lava tubes is that they're way bigger than the ones on Earth. Like, 10 times bigger.
What? That's huge. How?
I know, right? Well, so there's a lot less gravity on the moon, right? So heavy things like a lava flow are, well, a lot less heavy. So they can just grow bigger. And these lunar lava tubes aren't just cool. They might even give astronauts some shelter from the harsh lunar radiation, temperature swings, and micrometeorites during future missions. But that's another story for another day.
Wow, Jenny, fascinating. Thanks for sharing.
Hey, thanks for letting me nerd out.